I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. When you have a hip replaced, do you get a new sex life to go with it? A new hip can mean an end to pain caused by osteoarthritis, plus greater freedom, mobility, and yes, a return to normal daily activities, including sex. But wait, before you jump back in the sack and make up for lost time, listen to the cautionary words of Dr. Claudette Lajam, an orthopedic surgeon at the Center for Musculoskeletal Care at the New York University Langone Medical Center, who said that so many patients have questions about intimacy after joint replacement that she had to add a page to her website devoted to sex after joint replacement. Dr. Lajam, welcome to Body Language.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Before we get into esoteric subjects like revision rates for hip replacements, let's discuss the difference between one's native hip, the OEM variety, the original equipment, and a prosthetic hip, which is essentially a mechanical device, which is essentially the basis for our conversation here.
This all was started because of a study that was presented at our recent orthopedic national meeting. So the authors looked at sexual function after both hip and knee replacement. So for the hip, we remove the arthritic ball, which has just been worn away with time, and we also clean out the arthritis from the hip socket, and we resurface those two areas by putting a new socket, usually made of a metal shell and then a plastic insert liner that's smooth, and then a stem with either a metal or a ceramic ball on it, and those two things take the place of the old hip joint. So you have a nice new smooth surface in the place of the old rough worn out surface.
And when the pain goes away, people want to get back to...
They want to get back to their lives. I mean, and sex is a big part of,
life. That's right.
Even for older people. Nowadays, when we have medications that can help people have an active and healthy sex life indefinitely, it's, you know, wonderful to allow patients to have their mobility back and to have relief of pain so they can go back to their daily activities, which include intimacy and sex with their partners.
I understand when you were at the Mayo Clinic, you and several colleagues put together an illustrated guide to sex after joint replacement, specifically hip replacement.
My colleagues actually put that together. It was mainly because patients, one of the big barriers to returning to sex was that patients were worried that, oh my goodness, I'm going to dislocate my hip if I get into a position of sex. So what Dr. Dom did and my other colleagues did was they did some illustrations that showed some safer positions for the early postoperative period so that patients could resume their sex lives.
And where can people find that information? Is there a website?
Well, there are a few websites, but my website has the actual original drawings there, and mine is orthochick.squarespace.com. If you want more information about that.
That's orthochick.squarespace.com. I am looking at the sexual activity guidelines here. And frankly, you know, they're pretty straightforward. They're a little less exciting than an owner's manual for an automobile. On the other hand,
The goal is not to try
yes.
to excite anyone. The goal is to educate people and say, look, you know, if you're really interested
right.
in getting back.
This is not the Kama Sutra, folks.
This is a clear way to say, okay, well, I can do this and this and this, and it's pretty safe, and I don't have to worry about it.
Let's discuss the hyperflexation of the hip and the problems that people get into moving their legs beyond the midline of the body to the opposite side. That, under certain circumstances, can actually, dislodge the ball from the socket?
Artificial hips are a little less stable than the native hip, so getting into certain positions, crossing the legs over the midline, hyperflexing or making the hip bend at a very high angle, sometimes put the hip in a position of vulnerability where it might come out of the socket. However, our techniques have become a lot better over a recent year, so dislocation rates have actually gone down quite a bit. We also have better materials and better configurations of the hips so that they're more stable initially.
I understand that it's somewhat risky to bring the knee aggressively up to the chest and then perform an extreme rotation of the hip, too.
Well, yes. I mean, even a native hip can be dislocated in the wrong position.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I mean, sometimes you see that happen with people who have car accidents and things like that. But as I said, the artificial hip is a little bit more vulnerable. So you need to educate your patients that certain positions are best avoided, especially in the early postoperative period.
I understand, as a female orthopedist, one of the few way back when at the Mayo Clinic, that you very often had what is called a doorknob conversation with your patients. Is that the case?
Well, let's explain what that is to the listening audience. A doorknob conversation is, well, you know, the visit is over. We've already had a conversation about your conditions. But as I'm getting ready to walk out the door and touching the doorknob, a patient would then...
Oh, yeah, doc.
By the way, my back hurts too. Or by the way, I had a question about this. So frequently, that's when issues about sexuality would come up, because the patients frequently are embarrassed to tell you or to ask you about these things, so they think about it and they finally blurt it out at the last second, and that's when you have the conversation. And sometimes it's difficult because the person is not as comfortable discussing it. So as a physician, the job is to try to make my patients more comfortable.
And doing that
and
job...
I do that now at the NYU Langone Medical Center. You know, we have a great team of joint surgeons, and all of us are, you know, pretty compassionate, and we want to be able to discuss anything our patients want to discuss.
And doing that job with compassion is Dr. Claudette Lajomme, an orthopedic surgeon at the Center for Musculoskeletal Care at the New York University Langone Medical Center. We're discussing sex after joint replacement, specifically hips and knees. What kind of response do you get from your patients after they recover and perhaps go through physical therapy? What kind of candid discussions have you had with folks? Because my understanding is that 81% of those patients who have had a hip replacement say that their sex lives had suffered as a result of a bad joint, and now they say that things are much better. So what are some anecdotal stories?
Most people feel a lot better after a hip or a knee replacement. I mean, just the relief of pain itself is tremendous, and being able to get back to activities, including intimacy, is very important. And it's now been shown scientifically. I mean, we have a study that was looked at scientifically. These things that we knew as doctors or we suspected were true have now been shown to be true. So about 7 out of 10 people who have had a joint replacement reported that they improved both the frequency and the quality of their intimate relationships. My own patients have even told me. I had woman who had a hip replacement who had been miserable, and she was a single woman in her 60s, and she got back to dating.
Whoa.
At that age after her hip replacement, and she was thrilled, and she told me all about it. She was very excited. So, you know, there are a lot of people who get their lives back in so many ways, including getting back into the game.
And the dating game. And
the dating game, exactly. And, you know, dating game where their marriage gets stronger. I mean, just the process of going through major surgery makes you closer to your partner, you know, if you're doing that together. So that and the relief of pain and increased mobility, all those things are factors in improving the sex lives of the patients who have had total joint replacements.
Do you ever receive a box of chocolates or flowers or perhaps a crate of chickens or something?
Well, I do receive a lot of very warm thank yous, and occasionally a nice card, which I very much appreciate.
Well, also the Illustrated Sexual Activity Guidelines, which were very, very tastefully done, by the way.
No, thank you.
I'm sure inspire patients to consider sexual positions that they had never encountered. Well, you know, much like the fellow... For 50-plus years, he had been using the missionary position. It had never occurred to him that perhaps he could be on the bottom or in back or sitting up or astride his partner. And apparently the sexual activity guidelines were a real eye-opener.
They were a real hit. Well, you know, you never know what kind of impact you're going to have on the lives of your patients, and, you know, whether or not you're prescribing something like that or giving guidance about what kind of positions are safer for joint replacement. You never know.
It's been wonderful having you on the show. Our guest has been Dr. Claudette Lajomme, an orthopedic surgeon at the Center for Musculoskeletal Care at the New York University Langone Medical Center. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And I'm Christopher Springman.